Directions on how to use your radio.
When I wake up in the morning, love, and the sunlight hurts my eyes. Something without warning, love, bears heavy on my mind. Then I look at you, and the world's all right with me. Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely day. Instead of me, always seems to know the way. Then I look at you, and the world's all right with me. Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely day. Instead of me, always seems to know the way. Then I look at you, and the world's all right with me. I just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be.
To Easy Sonic Living on CKUT 90.3.
And it's our funding drive show. And it's spring. The equinox is upon us.
Yeah, the first day of spring. Check it out. It's beautiful out there. It's happening. We've been waiting and now it's here.
Finally.
Yeah.
Finally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, so we got a show full of appeals for you to give us money, please.
Yep.
So the station can survive another year.
We're trying to make $45,000. We need $45,000 to keep everything running. And I heard we were at about 37% of our goal at some point today.
Okay.
It might be a little higher now.
Okay.
But we have until Sunday.
Okay. So we're only like halfway. That's pretty good.
Yeah, close to half.
I think we're going to get there.
I think so.
I think it's going to be amazing.
People out there listening, you know we need you. And you know we know that you will deliver.
Yeah.
We have faith.
CKUT.ca. It's where it's all happening.
Yeah. CKUT.ca/donate. You could call too. Nobody's there right now, probably, but you can leave a message and they will call you back if you do.
Yeah. Oh,
514-907-9424. But CKUT.ca/donate is probably the quickest way to give us your money.
Or just drop all your gold bullion on the on the doorstep.
Yeah, you could do that too. You can just like walk over to 3647 University during the day, during like working hours, and there'll be people there to pick up your bullion.
Yeah. Emeralds, rubies, whatever ill-gotten gains you have.
Any kind of donations.
Yeah.
We'll take them.
Cool. So we're going to play some music. We're going to play some, you know, it's kind of hard this time of year because it's that like, you know, getting the motor started. It's difficult.
Winter, it's getting less difficult, but it's still.
Yeah. It's kind of like when you turn the key and it goes, and you can't quite get the motor going. So
yeah,
there's going to be some complaints about the previous season and then the joy of the new season.
We talked to a couple different random Montrealers about spring and how it feels for them.
Mm-hmm.
And we talked to some astrologers.
Yeah.
Oh, directly. We didn't talk directly to them. Did you speak to any?
No.
Okay.
No.
But we did commune with some astrologers in a way.
Yeah.
That will tell us about.
And if you're not aware, it's the Pisces season. Aries cusp right now. So.
Yeah.
Moving from the Pisces energy into the Aries.
Yeah, from
energy.
Water to fire.
Yeah.
So there must be like a lot of evaporation happening.
Yeah, a lot of steam. A lot of like weird burns. Yeah. So this is a very serious description of Pisces in case you don't know anything.
Yeah.
Here you go.
Pisces wake up overwhelmed. Ain't been happened yet. Just emotional because the blanket is on the floor. Pisces love love and love to be loved. So much so that they practically morph into whoever they're talking to at the time. Every Pisces is mystique. In my last Pisces video, I said that they be lying. And if they tell you they don't be lying, then they lying. And every Pisces was like, that's not true. We don't lie. I ain't never lied. Every human being lies. Which is how I know that y'all asses be lying. They think because they tell you what they think you want to hear a lot, that technically is not lying. That's a lie. Pisces the only people I know who walk around in a free world in search of freedom. Just walk around looking for magic in any and everything. Which is ironic. Because two things about a Pisces, they know how to disappear and escape some shit. Every Pisces should have played baseball. They love drama. They'll slide into some dirt. But if they don't feel safe, they out. Don't ever get in the way of their creative space. Because all that clingy used to will stop real fast. They loyal as hell, but not exactly easy to hold on to. You ever seen a person try to hold on to a fish? They can escape everything but their own minds. They'll get lost in that and then ask for your help trying to get out. It's your mind. They're always waiting for somebody to come and rescue them. Every day is another episode of Baywatch. Sitting in the water waiting for the lifeguard. You can swim. Fish. Pisces are typically either one of two ways, either fully charged or just existing. Every Pisces should walk around with a human charge on them because they're the sweetest people in the world until they're tired. A tired Pisces is nothing to play with. Pisces just be walking around believing hear both sides of the story and swear they both true. I can see the third side too. Cancers get all the heat for being the most emotional sign on the planet, as if Pisces is not right on their ass. They be in your feelings, they feelings, and somebody they ain't never met feelings all at the same damn time. Pisces treat problems like a buffet. Can't never just deal with one problem at a time. One problem arrived, they gotta walk around taking problems off everybody damn plate. Just deal with one problem at a time with your emotional ass. But I love y'all. Goodbye, Pisces.
astrologically speaking. We have a new season, a new moon happening right after that new season. We have Pluto, a planet that takes forever to enter into a new sign, entering into a new sign. And we have Mars leaving Gemini for the first time in 7 months.
Things that you suspected have been outright denied, and you have been disarmed because of that. That is the wound of sidereal Pisces, a water sign. The wound of water is being disarmed of the capacity to protect yourself. And because you've been lied to about who you are, because you've been lied to about the power your identity holds, you have been disarmed of the very thing that's going to protect you. And I promise you, you are going to be looking to all the marginalized identities that you perceive yourself not to be for guidance and direction.
Well, the beginning of a new season is always important because it marks a literal physical shift. Hemisphere you're in. The northern hemisphere, of course, this is the mark of springtime. So our bodies are going to go through a transition because of the amount of light we're going to start to get and that we have already been getting because of the increase of daylight. Of course, in the southern hemisphere, this marks the beginning of fall and the closing down of the light, so to speak. So whether we are going into a moment of like a bursting forth of energy, or we're going into a moment of a closing down of energy, it marks a big shift and our lives will change, our tempos will change, our rhythms will change. So that's on one kind of physiological and also just very practical level. There's a shift in terms of our body's clock that's happening this week. And then right after the equinox, which occurs on March 20th, we have a new moon in Aries on March 21st. So this marks a new lunar cycle and a new beginning. And because it's a new beginning that's happening in Aries and so close to the equinox, it does feel like a new moon that is marked with a lot of energy. There is a lot of heat that is coming with this new moon, and it is a new moon that we can use to start something.
About spring. What spring?
Well, leaves grow.
Pendant l'hiver,
avant
animals get out of hibernation. There's lots of wind.
Yeah, true. And rain sometimes. Yeah. You like puddles. What do you like about puddles?
I like water.
Yeah.
I like spring because it's when you can see. Well, it's when you can have the most chance of seeing animals.
Oh, yeah?
Because in summer, some animals more like to hide in cooler places.
And in the spring, they start to come out?
Because it's less hotter than in summer, and they can finally get out without have to be in a place that's too hot or too cold.
Yeah.
The age prior to the age that we're in now, the age of information, the information age. And it's when everybody got access to the internet and things went digital, and in a lot of ways, access to knowledge that was normally kept behind the walls of institutions has been democratized and freely available. But what has not been democratized is the capacity to understand complex information, the capacity to interpret all of the information that we have access to, right? I've talked about this a lot on Twitter, where we are at this place where people think because they have access to information, right, they think that they have the capacity to comprehend that information. It's a special kind of humility that people really don't want to comprehend or really don't want to accept. People don't want to accept that they do not have the capacity to comprehend complex information. They think that if they can read the words and maybe kind of understand some of the individual words, they have the complex prerequisites of knowledge to comprehend and interpret and to transmit that information to other people. So whenever we have something happening in mutable signs, which are sidereal Pisces, Virgo, Gemini, and Sagittarius, the question is, how do you know what you know?
Manifest, misused you. still pretty much in hibernation mode. I do believe that spring is springing or sprung, but I'll believe it in a month from now. You know, I'm a Montrealer, and I don't unclench until I don't have to reclench, if you see what I mean.
Yes.
Just sort of keeping that chilly, ready, that chilly, ready for chilliness, ready for cold.
Yeah, like ready for another surprise, a storm, a snowstorm.
I don't generally let go until my bike is out and I can wear shorts. Might happen in April, but I'm not looking forward in March, that's for sure.
Yeah.
I'm not looking out.
It's a hard month, right? Like, you feel the hope in the air, but like you say, you kind of have to stay cautious. And
yeah, I mean, I quite like hibernation.
Okay.
You know, it's not a negative thing for me. I find summers quite exhausting because of the temptation to always be outdoors and the days are really long and so on. So I quite like the sort of work, sleep, eat, work, sleep, eat in the winter. I think once my once it gets warm enough to wear shorts, then I'm like, or sandals, you know, I don't want to switch back. And so I have to like hold back until it's officially that weather. Because if I start, you know, sometimes you see people walking around and -2 or -3 with their shorts and their t-shirts.
I saw a guy with shorts on the bus the other day.
Yeah, I mean, there are people that run very hot and they can do that. But during limbo, I hold back until limbo is over and then I engage. So
yeah,
I have to say
that seems like that's
it's a pretty
smart.
Good strategy, but it's a Montreal strategy.
Right.
Because
Years of experience.
But yeah, no, I look forward to just seeing those little sprouts coming out on the trees or the little bits coming out of the ground. That's very overwhelming. I love listening to the birds right now because they know. They're happy and chattering. It doesn't really matter what the weather is. When I down my neighborhood in NDG, there's one bush that always has a lot of twittering whatever's in there. And their tone of conversation is much, much more like gossipy than winter, which has been more grumbling, I have to say. Yeah.
Cool. Does the weather and the season change affect the clients coming into the store?
Yes. Yeah. We get a lot more people coming in and not buying anything.
In the spring?
In the spring, yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Today's totally been about that. Everyone, they want to go out, they want to be out. It's cold enough that let's go in for a little while,
right?
But just to look, and then shortly thereafter, I want to go back out again.
Okay,
it's great for people who are just sort of casually looking around. Our good months are good weather is often not great for business. You need it. I think it's for like taxi drivers. Like they say that, you know, if it's really bad weather or really good weather, it's very slow.
Yeah.
But it's the in-between weather that brings people, you know, like, I don't want to be outside today. I don't want to be in all day. Well, if I'm going to be in all day, I might as well go to the record store, you know, like, or the library or the cafe or whatever. So it's a little bit of a combination. Of
smells good.
Smells good. Interesting. Here you go. Have a great day.
What are some great spring songs?
I would say anything that has... I know this is going to sound... The wintertime is all about like really long, quiet music, right? Just
stay
relax
calm.
And stay calm and so on. And today has been definitely much more about finding those songs that are within the different themes that songs can be about. There is a strong tendency for there to be songs about survival, resilience, overcoming things.
Yes.
So there's been a lot of disco today. There's been a lot of like...
It's energetic, too.
Energetic and just sort of like... But not like life is good, necessarily. Light is hard, but you get up there from it.
Yes, it's getting better.
It's getting better.
It's getting better.
And so that's definitely been a theme. The music with was listening to a lot of Randy Weston recently, and his music has he's a jazz pianist whose music tends to have a lightness within a sort of more somber palette, if you will.
Okay.
And so, yeah, you definitely don't want to go full on happy, but somewhere approaching.
Getting there.
Approaching
getting
happiness.
There. Okay. Yeah. That's good. I like that. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Donna Summer, Spring Affair. You're still listening to CKT 90.3. This is the Equinox Show on Easy Sonic Living.
Yeah. When you donate, when you go to ckut.ca/donate, because I know you will. I know you're probably doing it right now. Don't forget to put our show name when you select which show you want to donate to. Easy Sonic Living. You don't have to, but I know you want to. So just a little reminder that we're raising funds for the radio station to keep it going. All the ways in which we contribute to the community. You want to contribute by contributing to us.
Yeah. And we're contributing to your ears. It's like a cycle.
Yeah.
Yeah. There you go. Okay, well, should we get back to a little bit of music?
Yep, let's keep the music going. We're not going to talk too much. We're just going to once in a while remind you, just please, anything you have, even 50 cents.
Yeah.
You know? But if you donate more, you also get stuff, you know? So the cycle continues. The contributory gifts, cycle continues. We have lots CDs, of merch. We have zines. We have tote bags, cups. And there are prizes, of course, you know? Lots of good prizes, which we'll talk about later. Okay, let's get back to the music.
Okay, here we go. Come on, baby.
Yo, this sound all right, though. Yo, me and Koozie, this gonna be our new single. And when you hear the story, you say it's all right, though. Yo, Koozie, why'd you give me a cue? One more cue and then I'm ready to go in.
Don't you like when the winter's gone and all of a sudden it start getting warm? The trees and the grass start looking fresh and the sun in the sky be looking at best. Birds be singing, fly be booming, a lot of brand new cars be zooming. Fly girls looking the best they could be and the guys be duking, and you see. Besides all that, I like the warm weather, cause that's when you can get yourself together. But I like Easter time with the grand, cause when I little used to go to Coney Island, we used to eat a lot of stuff like cotton candy. Back then, it was like fine and dandy. You used to get dressed up in double knits and your plaid suit jackets today for the shits. The good old days was back then, and the reason I reminisce called
it's spring again. Everybody know it's spring again. To the girls and boys and people above, this is the time to fall in love.
Now, girls, have you ever broke up with your boyfriend and you felt that the world was coming to an end? Sitting around the house packed for no reason, just because you thought your man was skeezing for a couple of days, looked gloomy and gray, thinking about the old happy days. All of a sudden the telephone rang, he begged for your forgiveness, and you know what that brings? Joy and happiness into your life, before you felt like your heart was stabbed by a knife. I'm telling you girls, keep the man that you got, cause if you cheat you might need a VD shot. You know two wrongs don't make a right, and if you did something wrong, don't do the same, it's not polite. Please don't make this breaking up a trend, because
it's spring again. Oh, everybody know it's spring again. To the girls and boys and people above, this is the time to fall in love.
Now fellas, have you ever met a girl that tried to front and wanted you to act like you was on a hunt? I used to see my homeboys frown and fret for a girl that always trying to play hard to get. I know I quoted myself, I must admit, and said anything you want, you gotta work hard for it. Me the diabolical, be obsessed and go off with something that a girl possess? They're really on yours like a pair of drawers. They want you to be like Santa Claus. They want drug dealers and four-wheelers, truck jewelry, they expect you to steal her. Shit, I know they must be bugging. They better hit the streets and do their own mugging. But in this case, you would just overlook her, send her on her way and say I can't help you, hooker.
It's spring again. Everybody know it's spring again. To the girls and boys and people above, this is the time to fall in love.
Come on, baby. Come on, baby. We'll be right back.
How does it make you feel to know that spring is on the way?
I'm good. I'm happy. I like spring.
Okay.
Qu'est-ce que tu penses? How do you say spring in French?
Le printemps.
Qu'est-ce que tu penses du printemps qui est en train d'arriver? Qu'est-ce que ça te fait à toi? Est-ce que tu vas mettre ta mini-jupe? Je sais pas.
Ouais, là, c'est froid.
La mini-jupe, c'est pas pour tout de suite. Là.
Il est drôle.
That's what I'm thinking.
That's what you're thinking about? Mini skirts? Yeah. People start to take to wear less clothes. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, I like it that the winter is over and yeah. Summer is coming. That's what I like about spring.
Yeah.
It's not too hot, not too cold.
Okay. That's it?
Yeah.
You like the fact that people start wearing their skirts and their shorts?
No.
No.
You like wearing your mink coat.
What's that?
Wearing his mink coat.
Yeah.
Less of a. You have to wear less clothes. Like, yeah. Less stuff. Less stuff to carry. Yeah. People are in a better mood. Does it change? Does it affect business?
It does. It's more nice outside. People come out, they walk. When it's too cold, they don't come out. So it's busier when it's cold.
That's good. So it's positive all around.
Yeah. Spring is, I think, the best season for the restaurant.
Okay, cool. Thank you. What's your name?
George.
George of Nouveau Système on Beaubien. You're the owner?
Yeah.
Cool. Thank you. Caroline. Yeah. Thank you.
She's got a figure that's shown up in a
motion. She's poetry in motion. Beautiful sight to see. I get so excited. You know anatomy. She's built.
She's stacked.
Oh, she's stacked. Got all the good man life. She's built.
She's stacked.
Oh, she's stacked.
Pour moi, c'est la renaissance de la nature. Ah, le printemps, j'ai hâte qu'il arrive. C'est un petit peu difficile ici. Moi, l'hiver, j'ai jamais connu des hivers aussi froids. Alors, à chaque fois que le printemps revient ici, j'ai l'impression de revivre au même titre que la nature. On retrouve des feuilles sur les arbres, les fleurs. Et avec ça, je pense que chacun revit aussi un petit peu, indépendamment. La chaleur, je crois que ça fait du bien à tout le monde. Et puis, c'est sûr que quotidien, c'est quand même plus facile quand on n'a pas de voiture pour se déplacer le printemps. Moi, j'ai hâte de retrouver mon vélo aussi, de pouvoir voguer à travers Montréal en quelques dizaines de minutes. Ça me manque beaucoup. Je sais pas si je suis la meilleure personne pour parler de l'amour en ce moment. Je me suis séparée récemment de mon mari. Donc c'est sûr que moi, l'amour en ce moment, bon, j'y pense pas vraiment. Mais c'est vrai que dans un sens, on fait quand même plus de rencontres au printemps. Y a plus de gens dehors, on se promène dans les parcs, on peut faire des rencontres. C'est vrai que c'est une saison propice aux amours, mais je pense que c'est une saison propice surtout au nouveau départ. Il y a toujours une nouvelle énergie chez tout le monde quand le soleil revient, que les journées se rallongent, on a plus de temps, on se sent plus jovial, on a envie d'être dehors. C'est une belle énergie qui nous entoure.
Je t'aime et pour tout.
Montreal.
Bonjour, le soleil.
Ah, le soleil, ça s'en vient finalement.
This is Easy Sonic Living, celebrating spring.
Yeah.
And the funding drive.
Yeah, spring us your money. Just let it spring right out of your pocket, right into our bank accounts.
That's right.
Whoa. What is that? I don't know.
But that was your money springing into our bank accounts, I think. I don't know what's going on. What's going on, Kathy?
I don't know. It's kind of
turn
cool,
you down
though.
For a second, though.
I know. Something's
but
happening.
There you go. Boop. Is it back? Oh, there it is again.
I don't know what it is.
So, yeah. We're getting to the end of the show so fast. Please do check out CKUT.ca and donate. You can call 514-907-9424 as well. Mm. Or you can go down to the station at 3647 University sometime and just like go chat with the staff and give them some cash money if you prefer.
Yeah. Yeah. Solid gold.
Yeah.
You've got a silver watch on, if you've got some nice earrings.
Yeah.
You know, Canadian Tire
nice
money.
Emerald ring.
Yeah.
Heirloom.
Yeah. Heirloom mug. World's best dad mug.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For just $30, you'll get one entry into the tier one prize draw.
Whoa.
Which.
Don't you want to be tier one?
Yeah. And custom CKUT matchbook or sticker will also be yours.
Oh, wow. Matchbook.
And for $60, you get a shirt on top of that.
What? You can light your shirt on fire.
Yeah. For $90.3, you get a shirt and a tote bag or a ball cap, depending on which you prefer. And you get entry into the tier two prize draw.
Ooh, so tier two is better than tier one.
I think so. I haven't really like gotten into, you know, what the tier one and tier two is all about. It's all there though. All the info is there on CKUT.ca. You can check out. There's pictures too of the merch.
Because
there's tote bags. There's zines. There's all kinds of cool stuff.
Great. And so I hope you've enjoyed this.
It's a win-win situation.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and there's different colored shirts and stuff too, so you can personalize it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's it. That was my pitch.
It was a good pitch. I'm going to give money.
Yeah, I already did.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I donated to Easy Sonic Living, so we've already got some money in the bank there.
Great.
In the radio bank.
Great. Well, let's just leave you with some inspirational songs for what you can do with the rest of spring. Oh, and you want to talk about
just,
the different people.
I just wanted to say thank you to the people who took the time to talk to me. I was randomly, you know, wandering around on this kind of like windy, blustery spring day that was not like that warm. So I kept wanting to go inside. So I went into Nouveau Système. Thank you, George and staff at Nouveau Système on Beaubien for sharing your thoughts about spring with me. And thank you, Daniel from Death of Vinyl. And thank you, Camille. Merci, Camille, ma belle collègue de travail.
Yeah.
And thanks, Zach, my kid. So thanks.
Yeah.
I think that's it.
Great. Yeah. We have played, listen to some Mo Mitch, comedian on YouTube, on the YouTube, and also some different astrologers, including the People's Oracle, Channy Nichols, etc.
Yeah. Thank you, astrologers. You've really been helping me through the winter months, I have to tell
you.
Good.
Great.
So, also the spring.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. There you go. And now we're just going to listen to a couple little tunes before we leave you.
Yeah. And we'll be back in 2 weeks.
Yeah. So keep it locked. CKUT 90.3.
Yeah. And whip out that wallet. Don't forget.
It's kind of fun.